Hi, this is Eric Greb, Senior Associate Editor of Neurology Reviews. I'm speaking with Dr. Amatus Tofighi, Assistant Professor of Neurology at the University of Southern California. At the 2012 International Stroke Conference, Dr. Tofighi presented a study suggesting that the Framingham Cardiovascular Risk Score could predict the risk of myocardial infarction or vascular death in patients with recent stroke. We're going to talk about her findings now. Dr. Tofighi, you found factors such as obesity, high cholesterol, diabetes, and smoking to be independently associated with high Framingham risk score. These factors also are associated with the risk of stroke, yet you did not find Framingham risk score to be significantly linked to the risk of future stroke. Why do you think that is?
Thanks for having me, Mr. Greb. Stroke and myocardial infarction share similar risk factors such as hypertension, diabetes, dyslipidemia, smoking. However, stroke can be caused by things other than atherosclerosis, including atrial fibrillation, hypercoagulable states, drug use. And so since stroke is a more heterogeneous disease than myocardial infarction, it's not completely surprising that the Framingham Coronary Risk Score, which is designed to look at risk of future MI or vascular death, did not predict future stroke risk.
Which patients with stroke are at greatest risk for future stroke?
There's four major subtypes of stroke, including large vessel disease, small vessel disease, cardioembolism, and an other group which includes things such as hypercoagulable state and drug use. Individuals with large vessel atherosclerosis are those who are at higher risk of recurrent stroke.
What factors might explain why African Americans and other minority patients are more likely to have high Framingham risk scores?
The Framingham Coronary Heart Disease Risk Score is comprised of sex, age, total cholesterol level, HDL, blood pressure, diabetes, and smoking. There are several studies which have shown that minority patients have higher levels of hypertension and diabetes than other ethnic populations. And so this could be a reason why the African Americans in our study had higher Framingham coronary risk scores.
In your presentation, you noted the similarity between stroke prevention and heart disease prevention regimens. How will the results of your study affect what drugs physicians prescribe to their patients?
The medications used for heart disease prevention and stroke prevention are similar. However, there are a few key differences. One difference is the use of beta blockers, which are a mainstay of therapy for individuals with heart disease, but are not first-line agents for individuals with stroke. In fact, ACE inhibitors and thiazide diuretics have been shown to have a larger benefit for secondary stroke prevention. So one implication would be the use of beta blockers in individuals with stroke who have a high risk of MI or vascular death. The second major difference would be the LDL target level. The current guidelines recommend statins for individuals with an LDL over 100 who also have atherosclerosis as a cause of their stroke. If we used a Framingham coronary risk score to stratify individuals, this would also have implications on who are prescribed statins. The reason we actually started this study is because there's been a big debate about whether stroke should be considered a coronary risk equivalent alongside diabetes, peripheral arterial disease, abdominal aortic aneurysm, and symptomatic carotid disease. Some suggest that the risk individuals with a stroke do have a risk of at least 2% per year of MI or vascular death, and it should be considered a coronary risk equivalent. However, the implications would be that if it were considered a coronary risk equivalent, then all patients with stroke would need to be treated with medications such as beta blockers And since stroke is a heterogeneous disease and isn't only caused by atherosclerosis, that means that certain patients would be getting treatments that they don't necessarily need. The Framingham Coronary Risk Score would give us an ability to actually tailor our treatments based on their risk of future heart disease.
Thank you for your time, Dr. Tofighi.
You're welcome.
This is Eric Greb, Senior Associate Editor of Neurology Reviews. Thank you for listening.